The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from Those Darn Cats, and I am here with Mike and Michelle, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 280 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, hello. It's June. June is busting out all over.
Is it? I'm lost. I don't know what day it is anymore.
No. Or what time zone.
Lots of traveling for me lately. Got back from Texas, headed to New York City. And crazy busy time. And then off to Orlando. So, yay!
Yeah.
So, how are you? How's the training going? Busy, as we said, busy times. So, we have the BAA 10K coming up. Is it Father's Day?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe. Okay. 21st of June.
All right. So, we're going to see a whole bunch of Mickey Milers there.
Yep.
That should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
You sound so enthusiastic about it.
I'm not really primed for it yet. I thought I would be, but I'm just trying to get in the best shape, and it's just, the schedule is just crazy.
Yeah,
trying to figure it out.
All right, well, this will cheer you up. We have a shout-out today, and it's to a whole bunch of Mickey Milers who did the Run for Dream 8K in Colonial Williamsburg. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Oh, it's so fun there. I can't imagine. It must be really fun to run around there.
It must be Colonial.
It must be, yeah. Maybe you have to wear, like, Colonial running gear.
Be patriotic.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the women have to wear long dresses and bonnets and things like that. And it's to Brittany and Kendrick and Mark and Dave, who were among the Mickey Milers who were there and posted some fun selfies. So big shout out to them.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good. So let me discuss what we're going to talk about, and then we'll introduce our guests.
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to mix things up?
Yeah.
You're out of control.
I'm out of control. A while today. So I hope everybody's sitting down, because I'm going to make a statement right now that's going to floor everybody. Are you ready? Run Disney is not perfect. Not in everyone's eyes. Certainly not in my eyes. I can't speak for Michelle or our special guest, but you know, there are some things that we'd like to see change, a whole bunch of stuff. So this show is dedicated to, we're going to call this the rant show, and we're going to talk about what bothers us, what we'd like to see changed, and we couldn't think of anyone better. You know, we thought rant, we thought there's a whole bunch of people,
no,
but there's someone who stands head and shoulders above everyone, because number one, he's been to a million of these races.
Well,
he's very,
he has
very,
street cred.
He's got street cred, and it's none other than the beloved Eddie McCoy from Villarica, Georgia. Eddie, welcome to the rant show.
Oh, I appreciate it. And Disney, Run Disney is perfect. I don't know why I'm on this show.
Well, I have to say, in defense of my dear friend Eddie, and I would say this about you too. You could complain from time to time, but you're also there to give credit when credit is due. So maybe we should do another show saying how Run Disney is wonderful to balance off the karma.
This is product. Yeah, this is positive criticism.
Okay. Constructive criticism?
Constructive criticism, okay. So, as always, we want to give our guest the first couple of minutes.
So, let's get the ground rules down. Oh, how are we going to do this?
All right, so I think each one of us will go around the table.
Okay.
Eddie will give one, then you give one, then I give one.
Okay.
You know,
we're basically complaining.
we'll take a component. Eddie, so we'll take a component that bothers us and explain why it bothers us and what we feel would be a way to correct it or better it.
So we doing like in category? You're going to give us a category, or
it's straight on.
Okay.
But I can tell you from personal experience that the best way to do this, the best way for us to have an impact on Run Disney, is to be constructive, is to say, we really have a problem with this. We wondered if you could do it this way. I think that's the best way to do it, and that's the way I'd like to approach it. So, Eddie, we're going to give you the floor. What's your first rant?
And this is in no particular order of importance.
No particular
okay.
order.
No. All right. The if I could change something, Run Disney, if I could beg them to change one thing, they charge such a premium for their races, and they are, you know, such a fantastic event for the most part. But if some situation arises and you can't make it and you paid hundreds of dollars, sometimes almost up to $500, there should be a legal way to transfer your bib. Just in my mind, when you paid that much money for a race, there ought to be, and Disney can take money, they can make money off of this and offer a legal way to transfer your bib instead of having to go to the black market, per se, as some people still do. But they've gotten better where they can't do it, but it's just, it's not fair if you get hurt a month before the race and you can't defer, because Run Disney also only has so many deferrals they give out. So if you do get hurt, the odds are, if you're close to race time, you're pretty much SOL. So there just needs to be a little bit better system in place when you pay that type of money to legally be able to get rid of your bib and then have Run Disney be able to cover themselves. And I got no problem if they make some money off of it, but you should not be
so that people would, you know, pay a $30, $25 fee to defer or to...
Not so much to defer, but to transfer.
Transfer, you know, okay.
Transfer your bib to somebody else.
To somebody else.
Be able to legally
okay.
sell your bib to somebody else and pay Disney, you know, for the administration, quote unquote, administration costs.
Yeah, could probably, probably all those changes would be another full-time person at Run Disney. So I have a question for you. Having done so many races, I can't think of another local race that I've done where I can do that. But I know there are. Do you know any races where it's easy to transfer your bib?
Oh, yeah. The Marine Corps Marathon's one of them. But okay. How many of your local races do you pay $180?
No. Oh, that? I know.
So that's my – if it's $100 or any reasonable price, I got no problem with them eating your money, you know, on that, because it's reasonably priced. But when you're paying – hundreds of dollars.
You've signed up for the dopey or...
Yeah, you sign up for the dopey, you lay $450 out, you can get pretty much SOL. So
500.
Yeah, 500, yeah. There
you go. So Eddie, would you put a time frame on this? Would you say you have to, you can transfer a bib up to so many days before the race? And if so, what would be that threshold?
I think 14 days. I think wow. You go up to 2 weeks of the race. But I say, you know, also it costs more money to transfer it the closer you get. Put it just like they do races. You know, the earlier you transfer, this fee. You know, whatever. Just a legal means to transfer bibs.
No. Okay.
All right.
Michelle?
So this is in no order of importance, but one thing that I really wish that Run Disney would do would be to make the 5Ks more family friendly again. Back in the day, people used to be able to run with jogging strollers. It never impacted me because people had to do it in the back. But now, you know, and actually one of the things that I really enjoyed about the 5K was seeing parents run together with their kids. And it's something that I don't see very often anymore at 5Ks because people are doing a lot of the challenge races. Some of the bibs are eaten up with that. It's just, I know Eddie regularly runs with his kids, but to me it seems like there are fewer kids running these races, and I want to see Run Disney promote this as a family race more. And one of the ways that I would do that, and I think it is going to be a theme because Eddie brought it up too, is to drop the price of the 5K. Maybe have two 5Ks so that more people can sign up and it would be more comfortable. But I'd like to see more kids doing it. What do you think?
You know, it's funny because that was going to be my first topic. I was going to talk about the price of it and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that, so Michelle, do you think, and Eddie, I'd like you to chime in on this. Do you think that it would behoove Disney to say, we want to make it a family fun run, therefore kids sign up half price? Do you think that would be one thing that they could do? No?
I you know, okay, let me say, as somebody with kids, here's the biggest issue I have now. Most every Disney 5K now, due to all these challenges and with these 10Ks, they moved the 5K to a Friday. And if you have a 5K on a Friday, my kids are in school every single weekend of a Run Disney race. So it would mean I would have to take my kids out of school to do it. I just can't do it. And I think the date is one big reason. The cost is one reason, but the date that they're putting these 5Ks on Fridays now instead of where they were on the Saturdays, I think is a big reason why we're not seeing it. But, yeah, the cost, I mean, the solution would obviously be able to run a 5K on Saturday.
Or have a 5K and a 10K run simultaneously if you can, but you have it at different locations. But I don't know if the logistics would work out well with that. But obviously that there's an issue with the 5K. So I'm going to stick with the 5Ks because I would like to see. I mean, with the crown jewel being the Magic Kingdom and the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World having the most photographic object in the entire world there, you would think that there would be some way that we could have a 5K at Magic Kingdom. Now,
on my list.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, you've done the 5K at in Disneyland at Tink, where you know it starts up Main Street, USA. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I have not done that one.
Okay.
I've done all except that one.
But you can run. I mean, I did the Star Wars one a few years ago, where you actually ran through Disneyland. You know.
And I understand the problems. Number one, you can't have a million people parked at the Magic Kingdom because they want that cleared for guests. That's the real park that everyone likes to go to. So here's my suggestion: you have and we've done this with a World of Wine and Dine. Why not have people show up at maybe Epcot, and you have buses taking runners to the Magic Kingdom to run. At one point, you will not allow anybody to drive to Ticket and Transportation Center. The only way you could get there is through is Disney bus, the monorail, or you drive to Epcot, and then you take a special runner's bus to there. You limit it to so many people. I mean, what do we have? I don't even know if we even hit 15,000 on the 5Ks. But you can do that. You have everybody start, and we talked with Phil and Eve on
15,000 what?
Runners for the 5K.
Oh, there's never 15,000 for the 5K.
Sure there is.
No. Eddie?
I don't think so.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's like 7,000 maybe.
I think it ranks 7 to 9,
yeah.
Depending on the 5K.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you could put it to 15,000 if they did this. But the whole idea is that logistics would be this. You drive the runners to somewhere in the TTC, the very last parking lot in DVC, which I believe is Mulan in the Heroes parking lot. So then you have people line up there and you do your 5K. They come back, they take the bus, they're done. You started at 5:30 in the morning, you're done by 7 o'clock, people are out. So I really would like to see a 5K in the Magic Kingdom.
All right, well, I'm just going to chime in and say one of the things on my list was to have more 5K venues because I'd like to do 5Ks in different places, too.
So. All right, let's do round two. Eddie, you're up.
Round two, what I'd like to see. I'd like to see them legally let people know that you can pick up your bib the morning of race day. The idea that you have to come the day before the expo to pick up the bib. And
The day before the race?
Day before, yeah, excuse me. The day before the race at the expo and pick up your bib. You can get around it. They will give out the bibs at the races, but not many people know it. And people are having to take vacation time off where normally they wouldn't want to. You know, with me, I'm not going to take vacation time off because, you know, when I take vacation time off, I want to be able to spend it with my family. If my family's not going to the race, which they don't go to all the races, they go to a lot, but not all. And I don't want to take them out of school. That's the other big thing. I don't want to travel with my family. I don't want to feel like I have to use a vacation day just to pick up a bib. Now, Run Disney is great. They give out the bibs, but it's not advertised. They don't advertise it. But there should be a policy that allows you to pick up on Saturday, on the Saturday races only. your bib to the start of a challenge, whether it be the 10K or the 5K.
So, Eddie, how does that, I mean, is there any potential of that getting out of hand?
I'm sure it can be. I'm sure it could be. But it's, you know, it's a little bit unfair to, you know, not have a legal way to pick up your bib. Mm-hmm. I guess a known way to pick up your bib. So, I mean.
And there are people who have weather issues. They can't get there. Yes. And they're completely freaking out or canceling their trip, things like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's, you just don't know. You don't know that that exists. There's a lot of people that just don't know that you can actually pick up your bib the morning of. Now, you have to go to the expo and get your shirt and all the rest at the expo. But you can pick up your bib the morning of the race.
You know, Eddie, for the BAA medley that we're doing, we do the 5K, the 10K and a half, they actually mail the bibs to you.
Ah, so, good point.
So, you know, they check with us a month before the race, make sure that the address is correct, and then they actually mail the bib to us. So that might be something that it would be nice if they considered, you know, or if you could go to a site. But again, you know, it might be one of those deals where they just, you know, that's extra cost or whatever. But
well, I got no problem if they want to charge it, but I know why they don't do that. They don't do that because the same reason they don't have a transfer system.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Michelle, number two for you.
All right. So my second one is that I have had no problems with signing up for races, but it gets me very upset to hear people like we had your friend Tony on the show, who just really have these incredible registration woes. And I don't have constructive criticism about how to do it. We've had a show talking about whether or not it should be a lottery, but I think there's a problem. And I think that when people have to put police lines do not cross tape on their cubicle at work so people can sign up for a Run Disney event, to me, that's a little extreme. And I would like to see Run Disney maybe do it in a way that's more fair, or at the very least have families ensured that if one person gets in, that everybody in the family gets in. Now, I understand the danger of that. You know, if I'm getting in, I could sign up for 10 people, and that wouldn't be fair either. But, you know, at least people with the same mailing address or last name should be able to register together. It just makes me upset to see people just really, really stressed out about it. People who have been training, who really want to do a certain race, and they can't do the race. So, Mike, what do you think?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I when I registered us for the Castaway Key, I mean, I was kind of stressed out. I'm thinking it's only the Castaway Key, and there's not a million people trying to get in. So and it's very easy to make a mistake if you're under stress and you want to make sure you get in. You make sure your spouse gets in or your family gets in. So yeah, Eddie, how do you feel about the registration?
Well, I definitely think they need a better platform, but then I get scared of Disney IT taking it over. So you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Active is what it is, and it's not perfect. It's far from perfect, so they definitely need a better system.
Oh, yeah. That concludes part one of our Run Disney rant with Eddie McCoy. Join us in episode 281, where we continue our Run Disney rant.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.